Get out. Get out.
Check, check, check. Checking audio.
Yo ho ho.
And a bottle of audio. Rum.
Rum.
Yum. What's that from? Yum.
Yum.
Yum. It was a
I don't
commercial.
Know. That sounds like a 50s thing. Or
yeah,
something.
Maybe. Whoa.
Like 50s or 60s.
Well,
like.
That fits in with this geeking out about the multiverse theory. What is the multiverse theory? Well, we'll get into that. What's up, guys? Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda.
Hello.
Team Awesome Inc. here yet again, bringing it to you. Back in action. Cleopatra coming at you. Oh, my God. Why did that pop into my head? Cleopatra coming at ya.
When was that? Is that like 2001?
That was 50 years ago. Yum. Yes, sir. All right, so let's get into this shit, guys. Let's drop the social media, get that out of the way. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Check out our reaction videos.
Brought to you by Lucky Strikes.
Lucky Strike cigarettes. The healthiest cigarettes and the luckiest cigarettes you'll ever get. American-made cigarettes for American-made men. And women, if they so choose to smoke. If the man chooses to. No, sorry. We're thinking 50s now. Dude, what the hell? This geek out's gone off the fucking chain already. We got to stay on the ball here, Aranda.
All right.
Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Check out the website, yotina.podmac.com. That's our main hub for all things awesome and Team Awesome Inc. related. Also, check out the trailer reactions we do, the Let's Plays, and everything on our YouTube channel, which is Simmer Mike. Again, Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel for Team Awesome Inc. We've got some fun Let's Plays coming up with some funny trailer reactions for some comedies that look good. I mean, there's some good stuff. And that new hit superhero movie that's coming out. You know the one that we're reacting to.
Yeah, you know the one.
It doesn't matter. There's always a superhero movie coming out.
Right.
So there's always a superhero trailer to react to. So, yep. So go check it out at Simmer Mike on YouTube. But right now, guys, as said in the title and as stated previously, we are discussing the multiverse for this geek out. We are geeking out about the multiverse theory. Now, in our geek out before, we discussed the Mandela effect. Now, in the Mandela effect, part of the Mandela effect involves the multiverse theory. Now,
right.
To discuss the Mandela effect and to explain that, we do have to use a little bit of the multiverse theory. Multiverse theory basically is the hypothetical set of possible universes, including the universe in which we live. Together, these universes comprise everything that exists, the entirety of space, time, matter, energy, and the physical laws and constants that describe them. The various universes within the multiverse are called parallel universes, other universes, or alternative universes that have alternative lifestyles.
Do they have alternative facts?
Yeah. They got alternative roommates. That's their roommate, quote unquote. That's what they tell their parents. Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking about the 90s. When things weren't as cool as they are now and people aren't as open-minded. The 90s. But let's not go back to the 90s. Let's stay in 2017. So that's the multiverse theory. Now, when we were discussing the Mandela effect was about those alternate realities and those alternate universes basically colliding with each other and the timelines getting intertwined. And that's why information is getting mixed. I still to this day think it's Interview with a Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Like Interview with a Vampire. A Vampire. But or the
no,
Vampire?
No,
was
I think it was The Vampire.
Like, and I keep, what was the actual title? I can't remember, but it was like Interview. I kept thinking it was Interview with the Vampire.
Oh wait, no. Actually,
it's interview with a vampire.
It might be
That's what I'm saying.
I think it was A Vampire. Yeah, I think we both thought it was A Vampire.
No. I thought it was Interview with the Vampire, not A Vampire.
Ugh.
I know.
My brain's mixed up.
The multiverse has fucked us again, ladies and gentlemen. But basically, that was the idea of the multiverse. Also, there was a Sinbad genie movie that everyone thought happened, but it didn't happen.
Turned out a bunch of people were just racist.
They thought, yeah, they were just super racist about Shaquille O'Neal and Sinbad. Somehow they confused Sinbad with Shaquille O'Neal.
One is a comedy.
One is a comic legend. The other is a comic legend.
They're both comic legends.
Well, at least in the movies. I mean, come on. Kazam was unintentionally funny. Shazam never happened, but would have been intentionally funny if it happened. But we're not talking about the fucking Sinbad movie that never happened that should. Or the fucking joke tweet or video that Sinbad made, which was a funny tribute to the Mandela Effect.
Right.
Sinbad did that on his... It was hilarious. Go check that out.
I gotta see that.
So that was the Mandela Effect. It's basically the multiverse intertwining. But to understand that, let's get down to brass tacks about the multiverse. We basically laid out what it is. So basically, how would you describe it to someone who's like, okay, we got the fucking Wikipedia description, but what's the goddamn... What does it mean, man? What are you trying to tell me? Imagine all of space and time, everything that we're living in right now, including outer space, including all the other galaxies. Imagine that all of that is in a circle. It's in a sphere. The whole universe is in a sphere, and it's next to another universe, which is also a sphere, and that would be an alternate universe. That's the multiverse, and that there would be strings of them, basically. And we're using spheres just because spheres occur naturally in space, so that's why I'm referring to it, our universe, as a sphere, because I don't know what our universe would look like if I could see the multiverse. If I could see the multiverse, it'd probably look like worms and shit. I don't know. Like, it would look bizarre if I could see the multiverse with my three-dimensional eyes. Or four-dimensional eyes. Who knows? So that's essentially the idea. There is a universe for any possibility.
Right.
Anything. Like, literally, life never happened on Earth. That universe exists. That there is no life on this planet. That Earth was not in the Goldilocks zone. There was no moon that was orbiting us to help the asteroids be deflected. Like, we were just a little bit further away. So we couldn't sustain life. There's a universe, literally, exists.
Or there's a universe that's exactly the same as ours, but... like
instead of green there's red
or
only red, no green.
Or the only change is a mouse farts in the other universe.
Yeah, right, that's it. Literally, like one, like a mouse ran by and farted, and then in the other one the mouse didn't fart when it ran by,
right?
Thus the person didn't notice the mouse running by and the mouse got away with it. But because it farted out of nervousness, the mouse died. Oh, whoa, causing a chain reaction, which led... This goes all the way back to City Motherfucking Hall, man. Huggy Bear comes out, turns into Starsky and Hutch. So that universe exists as well, where Starsky and Hutch is real. That show is like a real thing that happened. That universe exists. Mm-hmm. Huggy Bear was real. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's how crazy the multiverse is. Anything... could go. So
anything you can imagine.
And since scientists have recently proven that matter doesn't react or exist until it's until we interact with it, it doesn't happen. Matter doesn't matter until we interact with it. Then it matters. Then it reacts. Otherwise, it's like in a dormant state. So in a sense, we're sort of making it happen. We're willing it to react.
Right.
Our presence is making it react. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
It's kind of like, yeah.
That's fucking bizarre.
It's like when we look in a direction, it's okay, like a make up your mind universe. What's it going
to
be?
Yeah, seriously. Why do I have to decide? Like, why can't the universe decide that something's going to happen? Why do I have to look at it first? The universe is like, okay, that's real now. It's like, no, you have to. No, that's not how physics work. Like,
actually,
it's like the it's like the programmer's getting lazy. This just sounds like lazy programming. If you're going with the simulated reality,
or efficient programming.
God damn it! I told you this always happens. We always end up talking about the simulated reality. Mm. This could be a part of the multiverse,
right?
Like, all of our simulations, like layers within simulation, within simulation, within simulation, could be part of one multiverse. And then there's another multiverse where it's not simulations; it's all real.
Yeah.
And there were no simulations. And then there's another multiverse where it's nothing but robots just hanging out, doing podcasts and YouTube reaction videos. Go to Simmer Mike on YouTube. Check us out, like, and subscribe for free. Blah, blah, blah.
Meatbags.
Meatbags. We're not robots. We are not robots.
We are not.
We are not robots. We are not robots. So, back to the multiverse theory. There is a world, a universe where we are robots, but we are not robots in this multiverse.
Of course not.
No, not in this one.
Preposterous.
So let's name our universe. You know, like we haven't named it yet. If we got a multiverse going on, I'm sure names are irrelevant in a multiverse because it's like literally millions upon billions of different universes. Let's name ours. Mm. You and me, right now. We'll be the ambassadors to the other universes. The multiverse.
Right.
The collective multiverse. The United Multiverse Council. Yeah. Of America. We will be the ambassadors for this multiverse.
The universe of disappointment?
Oh, that's two on the nose. That's two on the nose. That's like calling it community college universe. Sorry. I went to community college. I shouldn't be such a dick. But then I got better. No, sorry. No, that's a mean thing. Community college is great. Go get your higher education, people. It's important. Yeah, let's call this, not just disappointment. How about it would have been cool, but they killed Kennedy. Oh, that's sad, too. It would have been cool, but they killed Kennedy, so we got fucked. Well, let's think about it this way. Yeah. like we got to distinguish it. Like how, like if there, it's got to be a really, because technically there's going to be a multiverse that will have the same name. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like the internet when you're trying to find a username.
Right.
It's going to be like, fuck, somebody already has like Donkey Dick 69. Right. Damn it. I wanted to, that's my username, Donkey Dick 69. God damn it. Who has that name? Quit taking that. It's my name. By the way, I'm not just using this episode to get at whoever's taking Donkey Dick 69 on the internet, but stop it. That's mine. I want that name. I had it when back in the MySpace days for a while. Then I lost it. It's now some other fucker on Gmail has it. Fuck you, Donkey Dick 69. Anyway, I'll buy it. I swear I'll buy it from you. Just get back to me. Hit us up, Team Awesome Inc. on the Twitterverse. Twitterverse, well, that's what we should be called. Mm-hmm. We should be called like the social media universe.
Yeah, I guess now.
The me universe. The me only me universe. Me. Not the YouTube universe, but the me-verse. It's all about me universe. The selfish universe. The
fuck you universe.
Go fuck yourself universe. Yeah.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
We're having a harder time coming up for a name for our entire universe than we are with a name for a dog. And I think we should look at it like that, because if the multiverse is that expansive, it's like naming a grain of sand. It's like picking up a grain of sand, singling it out, and naming it. And then throwing it back in with the other fucking grains of sand. It's like, what? It doesn't matter. We could literally call ourselves Dimension Rad.
There's so many sad names.
United America Universe.
America Universe. This is the American Universe.
America.
America Universe.
America-verse. Americaverse. Why not? All right.
Americaverse.
Yeah. We're in charge. That's how it works. So, hello, Multiverse. We are the ambassadors for Americaverse. What's up? What are physics like in your universes? Oh, there's too many of them. Shit. And they're probably asking us the same question. Shit. We got to think this multiverse thing through. How do we communicate with someone in the multiverse?
Well, I mean, there are universes very similar to ours.
All right. So somewhere out there, there's a lizard people version of you and me doing this.
Right.
How do we reach out and touch each other? How do I get to have sex with a lizard version of myself? Answer the question.
I don't know.
We need some sort of machine. We need a device like in Rick and Morty, the portal gun.
You'd need
a portal gun to access. You would need a Stargate. We need to get hold of a Stargate or a portal or Rick and Morty's portal gun.
Yep.
And then use that to go. But then it would just be from dimension to dimension. I'm saying like I want to be able to like look at it like as an astronaut looking at Earth. Like, wouldn't it be cool to step back and sort of look at the multiverse? Like, I know it would be infinite, but to just step back and look at it. But then you would just be infinitely lost. You wouldn't be able to, unless you had a tether or a way to get back, your entry point and exit point, you could get back to it using that.
Well, yeah, I think
system,
only,
but
like,
that system would have to fucking be dependable and work.
Right.
You wouldn't want to be the first motherfucker testing an interdimensional portal device. I wouldn't want to be. I would like to be the second guy to test it.
Right.
Or possibly the third or fourth guy. Because you know that first motherfucker's the red shirt. And if you don't know what red shirt means, it's a Star Trek reference. And every time the away team went to a planet, the guy wearing the red shirt died. He fucking died. Every time. And that's why he wore red. It was just easier to keep track of him. So, but then in Next Generation, Captain Picard's wearing red. Not that mustard yellow that Kirk was wearing.
Yeah, interesting.
Weird, right?
Riker wore red too, right?
Yeah, well, and Riker wore red. Yeah, and he was second in command.
Hmm.
Spock wore blue. Anyway, sorry, we're going into Star Trek. Well, there's a multiverse where that exists.
Right.
There's a multiverse where Star Wars is real. Like, all the shit we're writing, like, not we're writing, but our universe is coming up with for Star Wars, there's a multiverse where that's happening.
Well, I mean, I guess we're as much multiverse travelers as we are time travelers.
That's an excellent point. Because, you know, whenever you talk about these sort of theories, you got to wonder, if there is a multiverse, and if people are aware of it, and they want to traverse it, could they? And would you want to? I'd say the only way I would want to traverse a multiverse, which... Yes. By the way, the answer is yes. I would love to travel the multiverse and see what other universes are like.
I would think so, yeah.
Does anyone remember the TV show Sliders? Do you remember the show Sliders?
I do.
Dude.
I do.
They need to bring that show back. Like, Rick and Morty is like Sliders, kind of, meets Doc Brown and meets
a
Back
lot
to the
things.
Future, meets Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon being fucking crazy. But bring Sliders back and do a better version of it. Like, do a movie. Why not?
Sliders, the movie.
Why not? They could be a whole
Why not?
Franchise.
You're rebooting every fucking else.
They're making all this other
else.
Bullshit. Why don't you bring Sliders back, you fucking assholes? Come on, Hollywood. You know you want it. You know you want it, you whore.
I wonder if they would bring back Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, they would. They'd bring both the O'Connells back. You know, in Sliders, they replaced Jerry O'Connell with his brother, like Brian O'Connell or whatever. or Gary O'Connell. They replaced Jerry O'Connell with Gary O'Connell. And no one said a thing. No one noticed, and Sliders like carried on for like 2-3 more seasons. They're like, hey, wait a minute, isn't that like Gary O'Connell, Jerry O'Connell's brother? Yeah, it is. Weird. Oh, well, let's keep watching it. Well, it's about interdimensional travel. Maybe they switched off. I think what happened was that he got to his universe and realized he was going to stay, and they were like, well, this isn't our universe. And he's like, yeah, but this one's mine. And they're like, the guy there's like, wait, I'm in the wrong universe. Get me out of here. And they're like, all right, come with us, Gary O'Connell. Like, all right, bye, guys. And he's like, Jerry O'Connell's like, all right, little brother. I mean, other me from another dimension. You have to take this franchise, I mean, team on. And make it last for at least a few more seasons. I mean, years. Good luck. I'm going to go make movies. All right, goodbye, Jerry O'Connell. I mean, me from another universe. All right, I'm ready to join your team. I'm totally not replacing anybody. All right, come on, let's go.
Okay. Well, this was so awkward.
This is awkward. And then for 3 years, it was just awkward. They were like, who are you? I'm him, but not him. Weird. That's Sliders. We just spoiled the whole series for you.
Kind of want to see it now.
Is that still running? Is Sliders still on? If it's still on, good job.
No, yeah. I don't think it
no,
is.
No, it isn't. Bring it back, and you know what? We'll write it. We'll do it for you. We'll do a comedic version of Sliders. You could do a live-action Sliders, and it would be like Rick and Morty, but live-action.
Yeah.
And then you could get away with doing like a Rick and Morty live-action show, but like it would just be Sliders. It would just be... Sliders was comedic, too. They had like... They would go to universes where like it would be like the women were like dominant, and the men were subservient. Mm. And so all the women were in charge, and all the men were like the women. So the men raised the babies, and the men stayed at home, and the women fought wars, and the women were like in charge of politics. And like it was back then in the 90s, it was like, whoa, what a radical idea. Like, yay, feminism. And now it's like, oh shit, it's 2017, and we still haven't done that yet. We still haven't gotten to that point. Like, women are, yeah, we got women representatives, but it's still not. But in Sliders, they went to a universe where all the women were in charge. It was like, that's fucking cool. Like, let's do that. You could talk about social issues that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the clever way of doing that would be to do it through a sci-fi television show that's doing it as satire.
Right.
in a multiverse, Sliders is like the most successful sci-fi show ever. It's like the new Star Trek. There's like a whole series and a couple movies. To me, that's how I would like to traverse. I would like to do it via Sliders. Like there's a timer. You get so much time in each universe, and then you go and you pop through the portal and it shoots off. And you're like, all right, we got to go to the next one. And you could die because it could be a planet where like there's no oxygen.
Well, you see,
and you're like, oh shit, what do? We didn't think about that. There's a multiverse where Earth didn't even, like, life on Earth didn't happen. There's no,
but
oh,
it's funny
shit.
Though, because it's just like, you wouldn't really be changing a universe. Like,
no,
you would just be going into,
you'd be visiting. You'd just be visitors.
Yeah. But still, you going into another parallel universe would be creating another parallel universe. In
what do you mean?
So there's
oh
be
shit, you're fucking oh no, Armando, my brain, it's doing that thing.
So there would be a parallel universe.
Okay, hold on, Armando, act like you're talking to my 8-year-old nephew about this. Hey.
Hey.
All right. Okay. Explain it again.
So, if you went into another universe,
all right,
there would be one universe.
What do you mean, one universe? How many are there?
Infinite. Infinity.
Oh shit! Fuck, that's insane. My nephew's really foul mouthed. By
there's
the way,
there's no
my nephew Leo. He's 8 years old, but he curses like a sailor.
No,
like, we've
problem.
Tried to talk to him. I'm like, Leo, don't talk like that. And he's just like, fucking shit, fuck you, Uncle Mike. I'm like, Leo, calm down. He's like, I'll do what I want. He's got a drinking problem. 8 years old.
Oh, on the Kool-Aid?
He's on the Kool-Aid, man. He's hitting the sugar every day. Just like, Leo, you got to back
off.
Oh,
yeah, bitch.
He's just like, oh, yeah, bitch, Uncle Mike, you bitch ass. I'm like, why are you calling me that, nephew? He's like, don't call me nephew. Call me Leo, but my name, Leopold. Royalty, bitch. He gets like gangster sometimes, my nephew. Mm-hmm. Carry on. Explain this this thing to me that I'm having trouble as if I'm an 8-year-old nephew.
Mm-hmm. So
there's multiverse. That's fucking crazy shit, man.
Yep.
Keep going.
So if you
go in one universe.
So you go into a multiverse.
Okay.
But that.
Let me crack open a Budweiser. Keep going. All right, it's a Red Bull. Pretend my nephew is drinking.
So there would then be, well, actually, it always existed a universe in which you traveled to it.
Oh, fuck, dude.
And then a universe where you didn't travel to it.
So it would split that universe into twine.
Actually,
one in, or even into multiple twine.
It would appear
infinity.
It would appear so.
If you venture into a multiverse,
it would
instantly turn it into another, like, it would get a create a parallel universe where you never got to it.
It would appear to.
But
would
if
appear
it's
to
infinite,
you.
It doesn't matter.
It is infinite,
so
it's
it doesn't
just
matter
like,
then.
Like the but the the universe
it wouldn't overcrowd the multiverse.
The universe,
it's,
yeah,
because
it's infinite.
So it's not bad.
The universe where you did travel and the universe where you didn't travel to it would. They exist.
I get it now. Thanks, Uncle Armando.
They always exist. Your point of view is just like the needle on a record player.
That's all it is. It's a needle on a record player. Thanks, Uncle Armando. Okay, so it took me a while, because I pretty much understood what you said.
You're right.
But like, I got lost in the because as a concept, it has so many layers. It's like you are you're a point like a record. A needle on a record player.
Yeah, think of your consciousness as a needle
on a record player.
On a record
That's
player.
Your consciousness, right? Okay, so that consciousness is like playing. That song, that's your song, right?
Right.
So that record player, that needle, that's your song, and it's playing throughout the universe. But there is a universe that exists where that song isn't playing. But if you venture into that universe, suddenly your song is now in that universe.
Well,
but then alternately, a universe is created where your song never entered that universe.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I was going to make the point that
it's like Doc Brown said, it skewed off into an alternate timeline.
The tracks always exist.
Yes, it's simultaneously.
Yeah.
They always exist.
The tracks and the records all exist.
At the same time.
At
simultaneous.
At the same time.
Jesus, this is almost Buddhist too, man. Everything is and is not. You are real and not real. Listen to what we're saying, people. So it's just
and no one did for thousands of years
until this alien showed up, and Mike and Armando were gods. We were resurrected. They brought us back to rule their planet, And it was smart of them because we were the best rulers ever. Please do that, aliens in the future, if you find this. If this is broadcasted across the universe somehow. Oh, God, what have we done? That's too late now,
what
Armando.
Have we done?
We've already crossed the multiverse path, man. Once you open that door to the multiverse, it's like the internet. You're
just
not coming.
Sliders all the way down.
It's just sliders all the way,
sounds
brother.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. I want a burger slider
burger
right now.
Burger slider.
How many? How many do you get per order?
Infinity.
Oh, my God. Yes. Sliders. Wow. <Wah. laughs> That always happened, too, right? Remember? They'd be like, sliders. Wah.
Like,
there'd be some guy whispering it. I think that guy in an alternate universe was the sum sum kid. Remember, there's the kid who went sum sum. That fucking kid haunts my nightmares to this day. At the end of every nightmare before I wake up, it's like he pops into frame and goes sum sum, and then I'm like, ah, no. To this day, at the end of every nightmare, sum sum. It's like, just to remind me, he's the master. He's the puppet master.
Yeah, that's the last thing you see before you die.
Yeah, it's the Zoom Zoom kid from the fucking Kia commercials. The Kia car commercials. The most harmless car ever. Kia. The Zoom Zoom kid. Zoom Zoom. You're gonna die. 7 days. I bet he's like really good friends with the 7 days girl. Like, I bet they hang. That's the creepiest friendship ever. Like, that picnic is the weirdest picnic ever. And there's a universe that exists where they're best friends, and the grudge girl comes over and she's all like, wait, I can't do it. Yeah, that one. The grudge girl, she makes that noise.
Never saw the grudge. I'm just like,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You're just trying to rip off the ring.
Yeah, what? No. These were Japanese horror movies that America ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just ripped off Japanese movies. Sorry, guys. You did it better.
For a good time last decade, yeah, we ripped off Japanese.
Yeah, and then we realized we should just let them make the better movies, and now they are. So, sorry about that. Our bad. Spike Lee tried. Old Boy was all right.
Old Boy.
With Josh Brolin played the part, the lead, and Spike Lee directed it. That was all right. As far as, like, you know, an Americanized version goes. But there's an alternate reality where that never happened. And there's an alternate reality where Old Boy really happened. For real. To some guy. Oh, shit. That's horrible. There's literally a universe for everything.
Okay. I didn't see the Spike Lee Old Boy. I think I saw the Old Boy that was Japanese.
Oh, yeah. The Spike Lee one, that came out like a few years ago. And I only watched it just because, out of curiosity, because Josh Brolin doesn't sign on to something unless he thinks it's cool. Like,
right.
He only does movies that he's like, yeah, that sounds cool. I mean, he's playing Thanos and Cable. I mean, for fuck's sake. He's like, yeah, that sounds cool. I'll do it. He turned down Batman. That's how cool Josh Brolin is. Josh Brolin turned.
Nah.
Right? They're like, hey, oh my God, Josh Brolin, would you please play Batman in 9 movies? And he's like, nah, I'm all right. I'm going to go play Thanos for Marvel. And then I'm going to go play Cable for Deadpool. Suck a dick, I'm Josh Brolin. You know, I use that catchphrase a lot for everyone. I need to just pick somebody and stick with it. I think Disney. We're Disney, because it all leads back to Disney.
Mm.
Suck a dick, we're Disney. You're going to pay for it anyway. That's not to insult Disney. That's actually to their credibility. Ooh, there's a universe where Disney never existed.
Mm.
Wow. That would be a shitty universe. Because think about all the awesome stuff that's happened.
Well, maybe
Disney
there's somebody else who takes Disney's place.
Like what, George Lucas? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Lucas is left in charge. Oh, no. Howard the Duck has 12 movies. It's like a Netflix original series. Actually, I would watch Howard the Duck if it were a Netflix original series. Hey, Netflix, multiverse, what's up?
Hey,
it can happen.
What's up?
One of my favorite episodes of Rick and Morty, and it was an ongoing theme throughout the show, because Rick and Morty, and we go back to this often, because they traverse the multiverse in Rick and Morty. So great, like Rick and Morty, using that as a way to sort of traverse the multiverse and describe it. Like, what a better, like, that's a great example. And I think the best example of the multiverse was when Rick invented a remote control for the TV that could tune in to channels in different universes.
Right.
And he's like, literally, Morty, you could watch TV in any universe, any TV show, for anything ever, for infinity. And there's at one point where they were just like going along, and it's literally, anything like they like, and Justin Roiland had to improvise
right
when he was recording the audio for it, because they were trying to write stuff, but they wanted it to be as random as fuck. So he would just right. start saying things. He's like, "Hey, welcome to the Tiny Hands restaurant. For a restaurant, if you got tiny hands, we got tiny food. If you got tiny mouths, it's everything's tiny. You like it? It tastes good. Come on down." Like, he would just literally just say that, and they'd animate it. And at one point, Rick and Morty are just like on the TV, just vegging out, watching like every show ever. And Morty leans over to Rick and says, "This is like the best thing ever." And Rick goes, "Yeah, it's like the greatest day of my life." Like, think about it. If you had a remote control and you could watch any TV show in any dimension ever, all you had to do is just flip a channel and it would shuffle. What the fuck, dude? How cool would that be?
I mean, most,
I'm sorry, I'm like geeking out.
Most
that's what
of
the
them
segment's
would
about.
Still suck, though.
Yeah, I bet most. But think about it. What if it was a dimension where everything was a chair, and like, but they were sentient chairs, and they sat on people? I think they did something like that on
yeah,
the TV
I think
show.
So. Yeah.
Oh fuck, man. Sorry, my brain's exploding.
Oh, yeah, it was like inanimate objects like sitting on people.
People, yeah. And the people
I think
were
there was
being
like a slice of pizza and a phone or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and then like, yeah, it was like the multi, that was that crazy. And like, and then there was the guy who's like the eye holes. I'm the eye holes, man. Give me my eye holes. If you ever have his eye holes, they're delicious. Sorry. But I mean, that one moment where the interdimensional TV is the best way to sort of describe what the multiverse is like. It's a whole conceived reality with a history, a timeline, people or things that are people or have lives, and they live it simultaneously at the same time that we're living ours.
Mm.
You go on, you could literally go on for infinity on it. I guess, how do you end a segment about the multiverse when it's literally infinite? I guess we could end it by saying, like, I don't know, like, I've said what I'd like to do with the multiverse. What would you like to do with it? We'll end on that. I think it's only fair.
Well, we can go to universe with a lot of things. We could go universe where, you know, the winner of the presidential election would be different.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or we could go, right?
Yeah.
We could go to a universe
where Kennedy wasn't killed.
Yeah. Where we've achieved world peace.
That would have been interesting to see.
That, you know, has a clean air.
Yeah. And, man, don't get all political about this shit. Fucking hippie. Even though I'm a hippie too and I agree, it'd be cool to go to the universe where, like, you know, all the great leaders and all the great artists and all the great thinkers were assassinated. Like, all the great people who were assassinated never were assassinated. Like, they all got to continue on doing what they were doing. Like, even people, like, not even assassinated, like, people who died from overdose or committed suicide that were, like, great thinkers or great minds. Like, a universe where they all lived, like, John Belushi, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, everyone, they all lived. Mm. Like, Douglas Adams, like, they all, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, everyone, like, they lived. They like they never died. Like, they weren't killed. They weren't gunned down. John Lennon, like they lived. Heath Ledger, all of them, they lived. Like, those accidental deaths, those deaths that before their time, like, there's a universe that exists where they're around.
Right.
And you go and you think, wow, how right. amazing would that universe
right.
be? The cool people that,
right.
that
in
died.
This, in this universe, like, oh, yeah, so many talented people died at, like, 27. Isn't that weird?
Or they died at, like, yeah, they died at 20. Not at 27. Like, Heath Ledger's 28. And then some of them, like 30 even, mm. like, at 30. It's
yeah.
just weird.
And
like,
then,
or Jesus was, like, 33. What if Jesus wasn't nailed to the cross at 33? What if Jesus never was a martyr? What if, like, the Romans never? Yeah. What if there was
there
never
might
a
not have been like the religion?
It would have been.
Today.
It would have been a more of a philosophy. It would have been more of an idea, a way of living life, instead of like a fucking. You got to do it this way, fucker. This guy died for you in a horrible way. Like, what if like instead it was like, hey, we disagree with you, but you're just a crazy person who's just
right.
preaching on the street. So why would we nail you to a cross? Whatever, haha. And they ignore him and push him, and like let's say they kicked him out. Like, they just kicked him out, and like Moses, he had to go and leave. You know what I mean? And then, like, Moses got to live and have a long, happy life, and he was a great leader.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a universe where, like, all those people lived, and they weren't assassinated or killed. All these great minds that wanted us to have peace. Had
yeah.
they have lived, we would probably have achieved peace by now. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Bob Marley? Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, you know, whether or not you think he died from cancer, or whether or not you think he was assassinated,
right? Like,
I think
it'd
he
be
was.
Great if we go to some place where you cure all disease.
Yeah, right? Like the Gene Roddenberry. That's where I'd like to go. I'd like to end up in the Gene Roddenberry universe where, like, his vision of the future and what he thought would happen, like, by this time. I'd like to live there. No one needs money. There's no war. Mm. Everyone, like, exists.
And
like,
you'd be, like, the least educated person going in
there. Oh, I would. I'd be in there. But here's the thing. They'd see how dumb I was, and they'd want to help me.
Right.
They would actually have programs... government programs in place to help educate me and to help and to help me be a part of society. And they would take care of me in that Gene Roddenberry universe, and they would treat me like, and they would recognize that I was an interdimensional traveler, and they would probably try to help me get home because they're good fucking people and they would be dicks.
I'd be like, that's okay. Can I stay here a little longer?
I'd be like, actually, I don't want to go home. I want to stay here. And they're like, well, you could stay if you want. You know, I'd be like, please, this is so much nicer. Everyone's smart and, man, like, God, it's everybody a utopian society. Yeah. Where everybody is, like, getting along and it's real. And it's real.
Yeah.
Wow. How fucking crazy would that be? That would be my ultimate goal, would define that reality and stay there. At least for a few years. until I got bored and wanted some, like, excitement.
Everything's too perfect here.
It's too perfect. I'm too happy. I want some danger. Yeah, isn't that fucked up? We as humans, like, it's... or maybe I would change. I would be around that society and realize, oh my God, like, this is what humanity was meant for. Like, oh my God, this is totally what we were meant for. And this universe achieved it, but mine couldn't.
To be peaceful and explore the universe and...
The me-verse, the Twitter-verse that I'm from, this fucking verse, whatever we call it.
Disappointment-verse.
Yeah, what did we call it? We had a name for it. Something-verse.
Social media-verse?
Yeah, like tweet-verse or me-verse. I think it was the me-verse. God damn it. I want to go to the Gene Roddenberry alternate multiverse. that's mine. Where would you go, Armando?
Well, either the Gene Roddenberry or, you know, maybe an orgy-verse.
Perpetual?
Yeah.
Orgy-verse. You could take breaks, but everyone's always fucking.
Right.
That's also a utopian society, because if everyone's fucking, they're not killing.
Right.
You're too busy fucking to kill.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, Armando. And then what an excellent way to end the show. Perpetual orgy universe. Here we come. Yeah, we will. Multiple times. Multiple entries into Orgyverse. Oh, what a great universe. That and Gene Roddenberry verse. I'll just go between the two. That's all I need for the rest of my life. That's a good retirement plan. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this Geek Out. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Armando, for that suggestion of Orgyverse. And thank you, guys, for tuning in and always geeking out with us and liking the YouTube videos, subscribing, and joining us on our awesome adventures in Team Awesome Inc. Stay tuned for Let's Plays. We got more Let's Plays coming up. We're working on them. We got really fun ones coming up and ones where we're yelling at each other. We'll have those up soon, but we've got plenty of trailer reactions to check out on our YouTube channel, which is Simmer Mike. Check out our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Said it once, say it again, yotina.podomatic.com. There you can check out all of our information, all of our subscriptions, donations, and whatnot. So thank you guys again for tuning in. Thank you yet again, Armando, for the multiverse talk.
You're welcome for Orgyverse.
Well, I think Orgyverse already existed. Or maybe we just created it because we want it to happen.
Right. Just believe in it.
We're willing it. Oh my God, it now exists. All right, guys, we gotta go. We gotta go now.
Fuck this.
Bye. This has been Team Awesome.
We're at Team Awesome Inc. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.